A blattering four-stroke single could set senses all a-tingle as the fragrant castrol armor hung in the air. That's all we bikers need. Sights and sounds and smells and speed. And I'm very pleased to say that I was there. Come all ye brave bikers and listen to me, a legend I have for to tell about Norton, Matches, Galera, MV, and men like our own Marty Bell. The Northwest began in the year 29, 1900 that be, and the course, well, it took in three neat little towns and a beautiful stretch by the sea. Macroboy was the start in those earliest days, with a straight run to Old Metropole, then a left up to Church and a right to Black Hill, a bend which can still take its toll. Past Juniper, Primrose, then past York Hotel, round Henry's and up to Town Hall, Mill Road, Ackerton, Drumslade and Milburn, then a right left at Shell Hill's stone wall. Ballysally Townman now well left behind, Mather's Cross was a fast sweeping right, then a left just above the Colonel Ridge School, and once more, Macroboy is in sight. On the Triangle's roads, the beach had been known, one man cut a figure of fame. He rode Wall of Death when we all held our breath, and George Brockerton was his name. In a green hut of wood, two schoolboys oft stood, equipped with black Baker-like foam. They'd call up HQ when riders came through. Juniper, bells out on his own. Norton's neither arrived in the year 53. It's rider, the brave Raymond Ann, who set fastest lap, but had a mishap, despite double overhead cam. The era of fierce red Galeras then came, four cylinders spread across the frame, with Jeff Duke and Reg Armstrong a scream round the course, but Norton the red beast could tame. That wasn't to last, I'm sorry to say, for the singles just had to give way, and so did the four strokes when two smokers arrived. This sure didn't brighten my day. Many features, of course, have changed over the years, start and finish now on the coast road. Chicanery, we feel, has become the New Deal, justified by today's safety code. Those were the days, remembered so well, but the story is far from complete. An author is needed, a poet indeed. Until then, we just have to wait. Ah, a blattering four-stroke single could set senses all a-tingle, and the fragrant castrol horn hung in the air. That's all we bikers need, sights and sounds and smells and speed. And I'm very pleased to say that I was there.